Take your Bibles this morning and turn to Genesis chapter 39. With the Lord's help this morning, I want to share a message that's titled this: Don't Stop Running from Sin and Don't Stop Running to God. Don't stop running from sin and don't stop running to God. Take your Bibles this morning, Genesis chapter 39. I want to begin reading at verse number 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. And she said, Lie with me. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house. And he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee. Because thou art his wife, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? And it came to pass as he spake to Joseph, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, Lie with me. And he left his garment in his hand and fled and got him out. Lord Jesus, I come before you this morning and I begin to pray. I began to pray, Lord Jesus, that you would put it within the spirit of man once again to literally run from sin. I pray this morning, God, that you would begin to teach us through your holy word. Father, that in the teaching of your word, that conviction would settle back in upon our spirit. And Lord, the moment that we recognize a sinful thing, let us run from that sinful thing. But Lord, just as important to run away from all the sins of the world is we must not forget that there is a place to run to. And Father, we need to run into your arms this morning. We need to jump into the things of God this morning. We need to leap into the arms who loves us this morning and not hold anything back today. Lord, because you love us, you sent forth your Son. And Father, we thank you for these great things in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. You may be seated this morning. Kind of using a dual title this morning. Don't stop running from sin and don't stop running to God. Joseph is a man of God. He started out having some brothers that did him wrong. All because the Spirit of the Lord was active and running wild in his spirit. He began to tell his brothers and even his folks about a vision where the brothers would bow down and even the parents would bow down. Joseph was betrayed. He found his life being somewhat different than what he probably thought it could be. He was labeled a dreamer. But something was continuing to run and keep running on the inside. I've thought about naming one of the titles of the message, Keep Your Spiritual Meter Running. Joseph had some roadblocks. Once he got sold into slavery and purchased and began to go and work under Potiphar's house, the favor of the Lord was found upon him. So much that Joseph was given a lot of authority. But then evil continued to try to find him. The very wife of his master whom he was serving began to look upon Joseph in a way that is inappropriate. It wasn't just a one-time little thing. The Bible says day after day she began to talk to him, luring him, trying to get at him. Can I tell you that the enemy knows how to bait sin? The enemy knows how to bring a little temptation by you, but I say this morning, run from your sin and run to God. We've got somewhat of an epidemic in the house of the Lord and in the house of God's children. It seems like the children of God had forgotten what it's like to wear tennis shoes. We get used to our penny loafers and slip-ons. I'm not promoting Nike in any way this morning, but they had something going for them when it came to developing a shoe that athletes would wear and cause them to get busy and run. The only problem I have with Nike is their slogan that says, "Just do it." Because if Joseph would have had the Nike shoe on, he would have ran right into the arms of Potiphar's wife. And the Bible says, don't do that. So don't buy into a slogan that says, just do it, without thinking about what you're doing. But we need to once again gird up our loins like the Bible says. If we had the dress and attire that they did in the Bible, we would have some long type of gowns on, and you would have to tie them up and get ready to run again. Because when the Lord began to stir in the spirit of man, they had to gird up the things about them and get ready to take off and do something for God. I could go on and preach about the generation who has forgotten how to run because they wear slip-on shoes or they're tied shoes. They won't tie them anymore but leave the tongue hanging out and the shoelaces undone. And they wear the baggy pants that sag down below places that I won't mention this morning. I could preach on that, but I don't think I will. But I think I just did. What's happening in this generation of young people is they're being set up to be in a position that they can't run. If you ever seen them with those kinds of clothes on, I'm not against fads and trends. They've been in every generation. Your mom and dad had some kind of a fad. Your mom and dad had some kind of a trend. In my generation, we had some trends. But what I'm saying is be careful, because the devil is setting up the church to take away the running spirit, to take away running from sin. Now we just kind of look at it nonchalantly and we just lay it off to the side a little bit. Oh, I can walk up next to this sinful thing and it will not harm me. Sin is sin and snakes bite. Come on now, there's some fire in the world and you need to run away from the fire that's out there. Joseph was a man of God, but there was fire coming against him. He didn't tiptoe away. He left so fast that she left holding his garment. There's some things that the church has got to remember how to do. Run from sin. We've been handling it for too long. We've been handling some misappropriate things in the house of God for too long. Let me just be very plain and bold this morning. Don't carry your sin inside the house of God with you. If you're sinning outside, that's one thing. But in the house of God, let's stop the sinning. Let's not come in God's house and gossip in the back or the front or the balcony. Let's not stand in the house of God and say we're praising Him with our breath, and all the while our cell phone is on and we're texting our friends who we can't even give God time. I got to tell you, there's some righteous indignation in my spirit this morning. God is calling the church back to running hour. God is saying stop laying down and going to sleep in the house of God, but get your spirit on fire and get to running, because sin is next to you. Joseph had no intentions of doing anything. You might have all the best intentions in your heart, but that won't stop sin from coming by. We got to learn how to get our shoes laced up again. We got to learn how to get ourselves ready to wear the garments that will let us run for God. Amen. Instead of sitting, instead of sleeping. I pray to God that everyone be woke up this morning, including me. I pray that God will not let me sleep through a message, that God would not let me rest and say, why did you not get in my word and dig out something on fire for the house of God? I struggled all night long last night. The message didn't come. I got to church this morning, sitting in the office, and I'm not saying this to cause offense, so please, don't take it as offense. But there was interruption after interruption after interruption while I was trying to hear from God this morning. And I began to pray, and I said, God, there's part of it in here, but you've got to give me the word. You've got to give me something. And he started running. And I can tell you that when God sets a running spirit loose, God knows how to pour it in, church. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to condemn anybody, but I want us to be a church that's not going to leap across the finish line. I want us to be a church that's not going to limp on into heaven, but I want some runners to be ready to hurdle something and jump for Jesus and get excited. Where he once found you, he bought you and paid your price and got you out of sin. Hallelujah. I thank God this morning that he's stirring me to run again. I thank God this morning that he's saying, don't lay down yet. Don't lay down yet, because sin is laying at the door, ready to take each and every one of us. Joseph didn't ask for this. But you know, we got a generation asking for sin to tempt them. Oh, I'll just Google a little something on the internet and I'll take me a little peek. You're asking for it. You're asking for it. If you're asking for sin, you can't run from it. But Joseph was in a place. Church, I'm not apologizing. I did not have this message in my spirit. But God says, you better preach it as hot as I give it this morning. Because some are playing with sin. Hallelujah. Run from sin. Joseph taught us how to run. Joseph taught us how to run. Don't get caught. Let the world have your garments. But don't let them have you. He didn't stay in town and say, I'll take this up with the board. He didn't go on in. Once he found out that the men in there were gone and no business was going to happen but sin, he left in a hurry. 1 Timothy chapter 6 says, but you, man of God, flee these things. What are these things? Foolishness and harmful lusting things. You fill in the blank. You know what they are. Anything that is lusting upon you is something that will take residence over God, and it does not belong there. It doesn't matter if it's a video game. It does not matter if it's a book. It does not matter if it's a vacation. It does not matter what it is. The foolish things of this life and the lustful things, we got to get rid of them. Start running to the house of God. Oh, I don't feel like getting up. Get up anyway. Yeah. I don't feel like dragging myself on Sunday night. Try dragging it again. I don't want to be in on a Bible study on Wednesday night. Why not? You might fire me after today, but I'm fired up. Bible says, flee these types of things. That's not just a little thing that a dog gets on his back. It's talking about running. Get away from the lust. Get away from the harmful things of the things of this world. Run from them. In that same verse, well, I can tell right now, I need to take this off.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh. Hallelujah. I want you to pray. Jesus. Return the running spirit on us. God, your children are not weak and feeble, not when we have your strength. God, forgive us for letting go of the desire to run for you and run from sin. I pray, Lord, by your word, conviction set upon every heart that's anywhere close to sin this morning. You're the Savior who loves us. Sometimes there's a service that comes along when everybody needs to be serious before God. If you're old enough to know right from wrong, you're old enough to hear the message this morning. I'm not preaching to adults, and I'm not preaching to toddlers. I'm preaching to everybody that's old enough to know right from wrong. And I'm going to get something out this morning. And if you come into this house of worship, stop roaming the halls and get in your Sunday school class and get in the sanctuary when the Word of God is being preached. Your business can wait. Yes, yes. Come on. The same verse, 1 Timothy chapter 6 says, pursue righteousness, godliness, faithfulness, love, patience, meekness. That word pursue, I'm giving you running words this morning. Flee means get away from the sin. Pursue means go towards it. Full throttle. Get to the righteousness of Jesus. Get to the faithfulness of Jesus. Get to the love of God this morning. Let him put patience back in your spirit and run and get you a helping of it today. Meekness. Let me sum up meekness for some of you this morning. The world says run out into the street and get anything you want, any way you want it. That's not meekness. Climb the ladder if you got to step on somebody that's already on the ladder. That's not meekness. Meekness is being godly with what God's given you and waiting on God to break it open and bring you through no matter what you need. Meekness comes from heaven. Greed comes from this life. Greed is sin. The Bible called it and said, there's a root that traces back when you get a little money in your pocket. Money is not the sinful thing, church, but it gives a great root. It's the thing that projects people into sinning because they can willfully buy their way in to the sins of their heart. Get off of the money train and get into the Bible. And get into the holy things of God. Pursue it. Godliness is not going to show up and knock on your door and kick in the bedroom door and say, today you're godly. You got to pursue after God. Run to him. Second Timothy 3. Chapter 3, I'm going to tell you why we got to run. I'm going to tell you why the church cannot be lazy, why the church cannot be asleep, why the church cannot sit idle anymore. 2 Timothy chapter 3 says, know this. If you forget everything else this morning, know this. In the last days, perilous times will come. Well, Pastor, what's perilous times? It's a time period when society has a void in their life. They're filling their life with lust, greed, pride, selfishness. There's no more godly values in society. This is perilous times. That's a warning to the church. What's the church supposed to do? Just go ahead and sleep off to the side, hit the snooze button on life and say, I'm going to close my eyes to the wickedness of the world. I'm going to turn a deaf ear and not listen in to what they're saying about God and His church. No, what we need to do is realize the hour is right on our hands. And we need to have a running spirit get a hold of us and tell everybody, hey! The sin that you're doing is going to take you to hell. The life that you're promoting is going to deceive people to think that we can get by without God. As long as we got heat in our house, food in our refrigerator, something to drive, something to wear, we close our Bible for weeks. We skip out on the house of God whenever we want. And we're taking God for granted, and we're not running with Him anymore. I'm going to tell you, if you don't run with God, you'll be left behind. Why am I preaching about running to God and running away from sin? Because it's everywhere. Sin is everywhere. There's no more virtue in society's way of living. Most of the video games are poison. Most of the music that the world chooses is poison. Most of the conversation and what they talk about is poison. The Bible said, be ready and know this, it's in this hour. That the time has come. This world is abounding in vices right now. They're not abounding in the things of God. They're abounding in vices. Whatever suits their fancy, that's them. A vice is something that gets a hold of you, and you make it the thing that you live for. If anything keeps you from going after God, serving God, desiring God, you better realize this morning that you got a vice. Philippians 2 says, holding forth to the words of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. I got to talk to the laborers. I got to talk to the faithful that are still here. I got to just encourage a little bit those that are still teaching the Word of God. Those that will still stand and reverence God in His house. Those that will still give their spirit over to the Lord and let God have His way in their life. God said, listen up. There's going to be a time when you get to rejoice where nobody else can. There might be some that make it to heaven, but I think there might be some that get in that can't rejoice. Because when they're found at the day of Christ's return, then they had not been serving Him faithfully, running the race. Oh, maybe they got in a little bit, crawled a little bit of the race. Maybe they showed up on a hot evangelistic week when revival was going on. But church, God said you're going to rejoice when you stay running. And when your running of labor is not in vain. When you're running for Jesus, it's not in vain. I'm going to tell you, the world is ready to condemn those that are faithful to the house of God. But let them condemn us. God has not condemned us, but set us free. Do we really need runners in the last day? Can't you just water it down some more? No. I'm not talking about being no big shot and no hot shot. But I know of days when the old timers would run the aisles because the fire of Jesus got in their bones. I know of some times when pastors and evangelists ran the pews and kicked over a few things in the house of God and saw some dancing in the spirit and some, you've seen it too. Where's it at? Who's going to get the running spirit for Jesus? You know, the Bible says that you can't serve two masters. You'll love the one and hate the other. It's time that the lie of the devil be stomped out once and for all. You cannot be worldly and godly at the same time. I'd rather you be what? Hot or cold than lukewarm. The Bible says he'll spew out the lukewarm. He's going to vomit all over the church that is just lukewarm. Who's the church? You and I. Have you made God sick because you threw away your running shoes? You used to run to God's house when the doors were open. You used to stay late. You used to pray all night if you had to. But now you don't even know where the running shoes are. Psalms 147 says his word runs very swiftly. I found that verse and I thought, God, what are you saying? Can I tell you why some people never get the word of God? Because it goes past them too fast. Because they didn't bring their running shoes. How many's ever took up jogging before? Ever jogged? Anybody? Anybody ever jog? Nobody even had shoes on enough to go jogging in this group? Come on now, I know somebody's jogged in their life. Thank you. I got some hands now. You look like you can help me. Could you come here for a minute? I need another helper. Come on, Melissa. Your name's Sean, right? I met Sean this morning. One service, he's already volunteering and he's already up here. Praise the Lord for that. I know Melissa. But I'm glad she's been helping out, sing and worship and praise. What I want you to do is you can line up right here. I'm just going to have you jog the first time, okay? When I say go, I want you to jog all the way to the back. Just hold on. What you're going to do, walk the normal pace that you always walk, okay? When I tell him to jog, I want you to try to catch him. But you can only walk. Are you ready, Sean? All right, go jogging. Now go walking. Oh, my goodness. You know what that was? That was the word of God going by some people. Because the word's running, and we're walking. Yeah. We ain't got no shoes on. Come on back, Sean, Melissa. I'm going to let him get some exercise today. Is that okay? What's your name? Ima. Nice to have you with us this morning, Ima. Sean, now I'm going to give you, he's even got tennis shoes on. Them are tennis shoes, right? He already knew what I was going to preach about this morning. Praise God. And here she is shoeless. Oh, my goodness. What a perfect example this morning. She got no shoes on. Okay, Sean, in front of this awesome crowd this morning, I want you to get down. Have you ran track before? You know how to get in a running stance ready? I mean, like when the gun goes bang and you just take off full throttle. Can you do that out of the chute? Just as hard. Now, nobody stick your foot out. I don't want him to fall. Okay, and Melissa, guess what? You're still walking. Okay. I'll say go. On your marks, get set, go! Oh, now who can catch up to Sean this morning? Thank you, Sean. Give Sean a hand. Give Melissa a hand. Thank you so much. What's the point? God doesn't play with his word. He doesn't slightly lean it over and say, I'm going to go at your pace. Just get it if you can. God's word is running very swiftly. Why? Because he knows what the enemy's up to. He knows that the enemy's days are short. He knows sin is all around us. We're in the last days, church. And one thing that we got to do again as a church is we got to run with the word of God, because the word is what's going to get you through the finish line.
Yeah.
Sometimes we come into the house of God and we're sleeping. spiritually. Some of you are thinking I'm talking about you nodding off. It's okay. If you doze off, your spirit will be awake. I'll make sure of that. No. That's the Holy Spirit's job, not my job. He'll bring conviction on us this morning. Did you know that verse was in the Bible? God's word runs very swiftly. That's why some people never get it. Because they won't sit still long enough. They won't stay in the house of God long enough to let the running word take them somewhere. Matthew chapter 9 is one of the best places that God illustrated this in my spirit this morning. How many know that Jesus is a healer? How many know that when Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business, that he meant business every day that he was on the earth? Did you find anywhere in the Bible where Jesus took a 3-month vacation? Matthew chapter 9, I want you to see this morning. There's a ruler who comes to Jesus. The Bible says the reason why he came is because his daughter just died. Now, church, we're talking about getting running shoes on this morning. The first half of the message is about running away from sin. Get away from it as fast as you can, like Joseph did. But now there's another kind of running that you and I got to do. We got to run to the answer. Now, if your daughter just died, and there was a man like Jesus in your town who had a reputation for healing, who had a reputation for delivering, who had a reputation for raising the dead. I want to ask the church this question. Did this ruler put on heavy boots to go into combat with, or did he find a pair of tennis shoes and get to Jesus as fast as he could? See, we read it. A ruler came to Jesus, had his daughter just died, and he went to Jesus. But you got to read it with the speed of the word. The ruler's daughter just died. Death was in his house. Has anything died in your house? Has any relationship died in your house? Has any of your children died in their relationship with Jesus? Have you died and not been serving God? Is anything dead that needs to be risen again? Are your tennis shoes dead? Did you kill them? Did you bury them? Did you hide them? Did you forget about them? This man was a ruler. You need to know that the rulers of the Bible days were against Jesus. Religious rulers. Now his daughter dies. I believe he ran as fast as he could run. Maybe not as fast as Sean, but he ran pretty fast. He ran pretty fast. And he got to Jesus. How did Jesus react? He's going to preach a message to us. Jesus is going to preach a message to us. When the man came running to Jesus and said, Jesus, my daughter has just died. The first thing that the man did was ran to him and began to worship him. You know what the house of God needs to do? They need to run back into the house of God and begin to worship right away. We take 20 minutes to talk about what's happening on the outside of the world before we ever decide to worship Jesus. We ought to kick that out and say, listen, the first thing we're going to do is praise the Lord in this house. That's what he did. And then Jesus responded. The Bible says Jesus arose and followed the man, and so did the disciples. In other words, the man ran to Jesus to say, listen, my daughter's dead, but if you'll come and lay your hand on her, if Jesus will just lay his hand, oh,
if Jesus will just lay his hand on the church again, if Jesus will just lay his hand on you and your life again. Jesus said, okay, I will. And he arose up quickly. And the disciples, I believe they might have been going, hey, what's going on? The master's on the move. We got to go with him. And you know who was leading the pack? Jesus is supposed to be the leader, right? Well, this man was running. And the Bible says Jesus followed him. That means he was moving quick. Now that sets it up for the next thing. They're all moving at a fast pace, going back to the daughter that was dead and needing the hand of the Lord to be laid on her. Do you see how fast this is? If you were watching a movie, this is the action part right here. You can't get up right now. You can't go to the bathroom. You can't get your popcorn right now because you're in the heat of the action right here. You don't want to miss it. And the Bible says, just when you got your eye on what Jesus is getting ready to do, here comes a little old lady who had an issue of blood for 12 years of her life. One place says she was pressing her way through the crowd. God got a hold of my spirit and let me know that if you're pressing through the crowd, that means you're running through the crowd. You're getting all worked up in your spirit and you're saying, hey, I can't waste another minute. I got to get to the house of God. I got to get to Jesus. And she's running. Oh, I feel like running. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm feeling it in my spirit this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She had an issue of blood for 12 years, but she was behind the running group already ahead. She brought her running shoes, church. Because the Bible says, suddenly. That's another word for she ran hard. Suddenly. She got close enough. Stretch out. You ever seen a track star who's been running? And they get their chest just as far out as they can when they get to that line because they just want to touch and break through. She got her breakthrough. Did she get it walking to church? Did she get it sitting quietly, never responding to the Holy Spirit? She got it when she had decided, hey, it's time for me to run. She had an issue of blood for 12 years. Can I tell you, blood is your strength? If blood is a problem in your life, you're weak. But the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. The Bible says in Isaiah, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And what are they going to do when the Holy Spirit renews them? They're going to run. They're going to soar like an eagle. They're going to run and not be weary. They're going to walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Anybody getting it in their spirit this morning that God, oh, why don't you just stand up right now? We're closing the service down. But get on your feet and begin to worship God. Stand up and let the running shoes get on you and lace them up again and say, Jesus, put running power in my feet again. Jesus, put some running shoes on my feet again that I might run with the Word of God, that wherever Jesus goes, I'm running with Him. Wherever the Word of God is, I'm going to run with that Word. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and put on the song for closing the service. Turn it down just a little.
Holy Father,
Exodus
15. Love me still.
Pharaoh,
I have fallen
all the way to the Red
from
Sea.
Your will, I am broken.
Moses had to ask
in
God.
My humble cry.
They ran out of Egypt, church.
My cry.
God, let them take a slow trip out.
Take my life and make it yours.
Once you start running,
fill me with your love.
They ran all the way to the Red Sea. They could hear the chariots beating down on the
ground. I need, I surrender.
God began to help me. Just hold your peace, Moses. Stand here and watch what I do.
last couple of weeks. Psalms 32,
verse
7. Song of deliverance. Just in the house of God? No. You're going to sing the song of deliverance when God has got you running away from sin and evil, and you get on the other side of the Red Sea, and that's where the song of deliverance breaks out, because they were being pursued by an enemy. It's time for every young person. It's time for every adult. It's time for every parent to once again get the running spirit in their hearts and say, God, I'm praying something for my kids. I'm praying that they run back to this altar. I'm praying that they run away from sin. God is laying in my spirit a running heart, a running spirit. If you've got somebody in your life that is away from God this morning, stand up on your feet, and we're going to pray that God will not just tickle them a little bit, but the Spirit of God would run to them, and they would run to God, and the things of the world would run away from them, and they would say, I'm not going to be in sin anymore. I'm going to run back to God. Church, we've got lazy with our prayers. Oh God, come on, put some more music back on. Play the same song again. We've got lazy in our prayers. God, if you want to, save my kids.
Holy Father, love me still.
How about getting serious enough to bend the knees?
I have fallen from your will.
God, there's unsaved loved ones in everything.
I am broken.
Sin has found them.
Hear my humble.
But God, let them have the spirit of Joseph, who recognized it as sin and said, I will not sin against God.
Take my life.
David was the one who said, hide this word in my heart that I might not sin against God. We got to remember that sinning is against God. It's not just discomfort. It's not just something wrong, but you're sinning against God. We're sinning against the love of Jesus Christ. We got to run again. We got to run. We got to run our prayers.
I have wandered for so long, tired and weary.
In your prayers again.
On my own.
Put the pedal to the metal.
In your arms, I
play the games everywhere else, but stop playing in your house. And there's
my God.
If there's a sinner in the house,
take my life and
run away. And if anybody embarrasses or points out the sins of anyone in this church, you're going to deal with me.
I surrender.
Because I want nobody causing any trouble with anybody that comes to the house of God.
Take
back his house.
Fill me with.
If you see sin in this church, let me know about it.
Power all I need.
It's time to run for God.
I surrender.
It's time to run.
I surrender.
Come on, come stand in for somebody.
I surrender.
You'd be like the man that said, listen, I'm a ruler and my daughter's dead. But if you'll put your hand on her, she'll live again. Don't tell me there's nobody in this house that doesn't have somebody that needs to be saved and right with God again. Don't tell me God gave me this message just for me. He did give it to me, and I'm preaching it hard to me.
Holy
Father, I'm preaching it right here.
Love me still.
You don't have to tell me that I got two sons that's not in church this morning. But I need your help and you need mine to pray for these children.
I am broken.
God is going to bring them home. But somebody's got to run for him. Somebody's got to let the word, come on, let this word run in you. How fast is the world trying to get them? They ran right into their bedrooms and stole them out of the house of God. If you're a parent at all, get in this altar.
I have wandered for so long, tired and weary.
I'm going to tell you what happens when you run with God.
On my own.
The Bible says that there
in your arms
is a peace that surpasses all understanding.
I'm home, oh God.
I'm going to tell you this morning,
you can
have peace with God.
My God,
that
the world will never my life and make it yours, Lord. Fill me with your love. You are all I need. I surrender all of me. Take my life and make it.
I wish everybody in the house of God that's ever been a member of this church would have been here this morning. You go tell them, run this message to them. Tell them God said to get your running shoes on. Hallelujah. Run back to the house of God. We got business to do for Jesus. Get our family saved. God sent your word. Let it run out of this house. Run to my son Justin. Run to my son Caleb. Run to the sons and daughters of the people here this morning. Run, Lord God.
I have fallen from your will. I am broken.
Run.
Hear my humble.
You think the Holy Spirit is somebody that can't run? He was hovering over the face of the earth when it was void and full of darkness. He knew what to do. He was running over it.
Make it yours, Lord. Fill me with
you. You come back
love
to pray for God. You come running and you pray with running prayers.
Are all